Thank you so much for calling Custom Support. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kara. I just got a backpack. It said it was free, and I paid almost $8 for shipping, and I got a confirmation number. However, I wanted to order a second backpack for $39.99, and my bank declined it because it said it was suspicious. I don't know if it has something to do with you, your company, but I don't know why my bank would think $39.95 online would be suspicious. So anyway, they declined it, but I just verified that it was in fact me, and it said to try again. Is there a way I can add to my order that extra backpack?
Let me see what exactly what you ordered, ma'am, and I can possibly provide the website. What's your zip code, please?
32225. And I actually have the order number.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull it by your first and last name. What's your first and last name, please?
Stephanie Meyer.
Stephanie Meyer, I have you pulled up. Can you verify your mail address, please?
13265 Huguenot Lane.
Okay. Give me one moment, please, ma'am, and thank you for verifying information. Yes, ma'am. Stay here, ma'am. One moment, please, okay?
Sure.
Okay, ma'am. I see where you already paid the shipping and handling for the $7.95 for the tackle bag, and you also paid for the warranty was $3.99. The reason why your bank had declined the payment, ma'am, it looks like you already paid shipping and handling for the product itself. So that's why the charge for $39.99 was declined.
I don't understand why that would be declined. It asked me if I wanted a second one after I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. So there's basically the bank basically seemed like it was fraud because it's basically saying SF, as in your bank subsidiary has fraud to when you try to order that other backpack. So I was just you did notify your bank, correct, that you want the charge to let go through, correct?
Well, they notified me by an email and said that, was this me or was it not me? And I said, yes, it was me. It said, great, we're glad to know it was you. Please try your order again. So I didn't think I would get the order again if I called and asked, if I tried online. I wanted to explain to you the situation. They said they thought it was suspicious activity. And I don't know why, because if you're valid and I'm valid, and it wasn't a big amount, and I wasn't over my limit, it shouldn't seem suspicious to them. But at any rate, I wanted to see if I could add that second $40 backpack to my order.
Okay, with that being said, ma'am, since your bank has released a fraud on the charge, ma'am, you would just need to let the charge process through again. On our end, we're not able to basically process the charge through again because that's have to do with your bank since they already basically let the fraud go off the charge. So I would just wait for you to process through again, the $39.99.
Well, I just let them know that it was not fraud.
Okay. It's going to take a few It's going to take a few more minutes for it to process through again because your bank just did. You let the bank know it was not fraud and everything.
Yeah, because it wasn't determined to be fraud. They said it was suspicious.
Right.
So they never said it was fraud, so it shouldn't have registered with you as fraud, and it shouldn't have registered with them as fraud, only suspicious. So, can I still get that?
Yes,
$39.99 backpack?
Yes, ma'am. It'll just process through again the payment. And yes, ma'am, you'll get that boot bag, the tackle bag.
The second one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now how will I know when that's actually been processed?
It was should send a confirmation through your email that we have on file.
For the second one?
Yes, ma'am. Since it sent you that first order number, it sent you another order number to confirm that you have been billed for that $39.99.
Okay. Now, how much is that second backpack normally without the first order?
Usually it's like $7.95 shipping and handling. Usually they give you a discount on the second one to try the second one out if you like it or not.
Well, if I like the first one, wouldn't I like the second one?
Yes, ma'am.
So that doesn't quite make sense. They send me the second one to see if I would like it. Well, I already got the first one, so it's like, of course I like it. I wouldn't order two. Anyway, that just doesn't make sense to me. I'm just trying to make sense of it because I want to make sure that I get them. Now, if I was to order just one backpack without the free one, how much would it be without the special offer? If I was to go to a catalog or an email address or a website, how much is that backpack normally?
Off our website, ma'am, it's $7.95 shipping and handling.
No, that's shipping. That's shipping. I didn't ask about the shipping. I said, how much is the backpack worth?
$39.99.
Okay, so that's what I would get if I went to your website and ordered one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a special price or not because you ordered one.
Yes, okay. Yes, ma'am, that's how much it's worth.
That's a regular everyday price then.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
So I'll have to pay a second $7.95?
Well,
or will they just come together in one package?
It comes together in one package of $39.99, so they'll process it through it again since it was first declined by your bank.
Okay, and it'll go through again because
yes.
I say it was not fraud?
Correct.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Now, so I'll only have to pay that one shipping charge, right? I don't have to pay a second one for the second bag?
No, ma'am, just the $39.99.
Awesome. I'm so excited because my son has one, my husband has one, and I don't have one. And I'm really excited. So, yeah, it looks like a really good. Now, how is it that you're getting it for free? Giving it for free? That doesn't, in this day and time, that doesn't make sense. How does that work?
Well, with that being said, ma'am, that tactical bag, just to let you know, is basically a promotional thing they're doing right now to welcome you into the Factor Direct Savings Store membership. So, yes, ma'am, after 48 hours, they'll charge you for the membership.
Oh, I did not read that. In the ad, is that how it was?
Yes, ma'am. That's how it works, ma'am. Usually, they'll charge you basically for the membership, and they'll usually give you a $125 gift card through your email each month that you're enrolled.
And how much is the membership? 50 a month?
I wouldn't know precisely how much the membership is off my head because it's different. Like, it depends on like $40, $50. It depends.
For a month?
Yes, ma'am.
And that starts in when? 48 hours they charge me that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I want to be looking for it on my bill. And how long does it take for them to get here? I mean, how long does it, do they come like Amazon or USPS or UPS? How does it come?
UPS, 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so when is it shipped? Like tonight, Monday?
Yes, ma'am. It should be shipped tonight. And you should receive it in 3 business days. Our customers usually receive it in 3 business days. It shouldn't take no more longer than 7 business days.
That's fine. I was just kind of curious because I want to make sure that I look for the charge on my credit card and make sure it works out okay. Now, how do I know when the bank has redone that second bag order? How do I know when it's approved by you?
Well, you should send you an email confirmation, and your bank should.
Okay, yeah, I forgot.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Your bank should notify you also about the charge.
Okay, yeah, it said it's not fraud, and they said, well, thank you very much for letting us know that it's not fraud. I just don't know why they thought it was suspicious to add a second bag. But, okay, that sounds good. I'm trying to think. I think that might be all the questions. I'm just really excited because I saw that you had almost 5 stars for this product.
Yes,
and a good warranty. Okay, the only other thing I wanted to make sure is it says that all our personal information is sent encrypted. Does that mean that you do not give, share, or sell our information to any other entities or companies?
No,
because I want to. stop that. Yeah.
We don't give your information out, ma'am, because that's basically private information. So with that being stated, ma'am, if someone gave your information out, it's not possible, you know, because basically everything we do is recorded on a line. So they can't do nothing with your information and everything like that. Because basically, yes, ma'am.
Is there any way to know how you got my address? It says if I'd done business with them before. I have not.
I see your address that you verify is 12-13265 HUGUENOT Lane, Jacksonville, Florida.
That's what I put on the form just now, but it says we got your email address because you've done business with us before, and I don't remember ever doing business with you before.
Because your husband have done business with another company, the testicle bag?
And they gave it to you?
No, I'm asking, did your husband possibly, since you say your husband ordered a taco bag, it could be stated with that taco bag, you know, done by the address shipped to.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea, but I don't think he got it from there. It looks different. But I was just curious because I know that addresses and stuff get passed around. I watch a lot of podcasts to find out what the real news is because the TV lies about everything. It's almost opposite of what they say.
Right.
And so, you know, it could be that I was watching these podcasts and I got trapped doing that with the, what do they call it, side cookies or whatever they call it, tracking cookies, that's it. So I'm just trying to see if I can nip it in the bud, if I can find out how it's getting spread. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
The older I get, the more careful I get. I've got a de-Googled phone that uses Linux. I have no Google whatsoever, and I do no social media. You know, yeah, it's Google's evil. It truly is evil. And so I'm not doing anything, you know, with Google anymore. So, you know, I'm just getting more protective is my point. Well, I'll let you go because you probably have other business to do, but you've been very gracious, and I appreciate your time so much. You did a great job.
You're more than welcome. And is there anything else I could do for you today, ma'am?
No, I don't think so, but okay. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. If you have any more questions or information you want to know, you can always call us back at this number, ma'am. We're more than happy to answer any questions you have.
Awesome. Good job. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And I just want to thank you so much for calling us for it. You have an awesome weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.